Hopkins County Judge Robert Newsom has had a lot on his plate lately. Thursday morning, I talked with him about the NITO investigation that could have an impact on a county rural meals program and about budget preparation.
Last week, we received information that, and early this week also, that some of the funding out of Austin that had been coming to NITO every year may not be coming in the future. And so we're watching it almost day by day to make sure that the people in our county are being taken care of. There's a utility program that is run by NITO, and I understand that probably will not be refunded. In addition to, there's home delivery meals for a lot of our senior citizens and those who can't take care of themselves. That also funding may not be next year either. So we're now talking to a Lamar County group that actually has already doing some feeding in this county. We're hoping they'll be able to take over the whole county when it's necessary. So again, the commissioners are getting ready. It may cost us a little more because of the distance between here and Lamar County, but we have to take care of those who can't take care of themselves.
I know you had a request in to NITO to try to at least find out how many meals were being served in our county. How's that going?
Well, I'm still waiting. That's the problem. I sent an open records request in, I guess, early June, and it has not been honored yet. The Attorney General is has given me a date, a drop-dead date, basically, at August 10th. Again, I'm waiting on those. There are people who have those, but they hadn't released them to me. So I'm very concerned about that because, again, if NITO falls out at any point, then somebody has to come in, and we don't even know where to send them right now. So all of that is up in the air. I'm talking to people in Austin. I'm talking to people in Lamar County, and I'm trying to talk to the people in Franklin County. The Franklin County judge is my go-between there, and he is very much involved.
I guess state and federal investigations are continuing to go on, trying to see how much, if there was fraud and that
sort
of thing.
In fact, there's supposed to be a subpoena issued out of the federal courts this week for some records that are being held there. And so we'll see how that goes. But the feds are working on this. Yes, the FBI is very much involved.
Another subject from almost daylight to dark for the last two or three weeks, budget, and more budget.
Yes.
And where are we now?
Well, we're very close. We have to be very close because we want to have something posted by tomorrow evening. We're actually going to, and when I say that, it'll go on the website. And so we're working on that. When I finish with this interview, I'll probably go down with the budget, start working on that again. We worked till Tuesday night till 7 o'clock. We thought we had it pretty well finished, our side of it. The revenue side, I've learned, is up 4%. Instead of early on, we were hoping for 2%. Mm-hmm. Now the final numbers look like it's going to be a 4% up. That's going to help. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, we've still got to make it balanced. So we've got a new auditor, Shanna Walker, doing a super job for us. We've got the commissioners very much involved. And of course, this is my second budget. Mm-hmm. So it's all coming together, and I think it's going to be fine. We've just got to work it on through and make sure it balances.
The jail, the new jail, will it have another impact on the tax rate this time, or how's
yes,
that shaken out?
It could, and it could increase slightly because the payments do go up a little bit each year for the next year or two. But I feel comfortable with it that we're doing well. And by the way, the jail is, we're 3.5 months from going in. So yeah, I talked with them yesterday. Everything's on. The numbers are good. Everything looks like it's going to be ready by November 15th.
I know you're certainly hoping to give county employees a raise if possible.
We're trying for 3% for everybody. And again, right now we think we can do that. And that's something we really need to do because they didn't get a raise over the last few years.
I assume that there's not a whole lot of change in the budget. It's pretty much kind of doing what you did last year, and And, you know, just kind of a lean, mean budget, I would imagine.
It is. There's one area, law enforcement, that we're trying to get a little boost there because we're losing a lot of our really good officers to other departments.
Yeah.
And so we need to keep them here in Hopkins County to serve our people because we get them trained and then they go to somewhere else. So we're working on that. That's special in this budget. Other than that, though, basically it's about the same as last year. Again, trying for a 3% increase if we can for the employees.
KSST News.